Pembroke Palace, England, 1886. In every life, there comes a time when one must let go of certain regrets, stop mourning for the paths not taken, and forge ahead into the future with fresh new goals and somewhat altered expectations. Standing at the window, looking out over the vast expanse of green lawns and thick forests reaching all the way to the horizon, Lady Charlotte Sinclair raised her teacup to her lips and settled her gaze on the red brick dower house in the distance. "Do you ever wonder if she's lonely?" Charlotte asked her sister-in-law, Lady Anne, who rose from her chair and came to join her at the window. "Are you referring to Adelaide?" Anne replied. "She certainly hasn't seemed melancholy, not that I can see. It's been 2 years now since the Duke passed. I think she's doing remarkably well under the circumstances. Why? Do you feel differently?" Charlotte set her teacup down upon the saucer with a delicate clink. "I cannot help but wonder if Mother ever thinks about Dr. Thomas. They haven't seen each other since Father's funeral." She turned her eyes to Anne. "You know the story, don't you? That she attempted to run off with him and flee the palace through the underground tunnels on the eve of her wedding?" "No, I didn't know that particular detail," Anne said with surprise, looking sharply out the window toward the dower house. "I knew, of course, that she and Dr. Thomas were close at one time, and that they had been sweethearts before she married the Duke." Anne spoke tactfully, well aware that the two were more than sweethearts, for Adelaide had also left her husband for a brief interval during their marriage and had spent time away from Pembroke with Dr. Thomas. As a result, Charlotte and her twin brother Garrett were born 9 months later, one of the many secret scandals hidden within the palace walls. For years, the secret had been kept safe. No one outside the family knew that Charlotte and Garrett were illegitimate, and that Dr. William Thomas was their true father. "What in the world happened?" Anne asked. "Because obviously she didn't jilt the Duke at the altar. She went ahead with it. Otherwise she would never have become Duchess of Pembroke." Charlotte turned to sit on the wide painted windowsill and set her teacup and saucer down beside her. "Mother told me everything about it shortly before Father passed away. She said she had no regrets about marrying him, that it was her destiny to be Duchess here, and mother to all of us just as we are. Though she loved Dr. Thomas quite passionately in her youth, I believe, in the end, she was content with the choice she had made." "Naturally, I am pleased to hear that," Anne said, as she sat down beside Charlotte on the windowsill. "But you still haven't told me what happened on the eve of the wedding. Did she keep the Duke waiting at the chapel?" "No, she was there on time. Her father caught Mother and Dr. Thomas as they were attempting to flee the palace. There was some violence, I believe, and poor Dr. Thomas was dragged away unconscious. I don't know all the particulars, but Mother chose to walk down the aisle the next day to save him from any further harm. She wrote to him and told him that she had changed her mind, that her father was right, and it was her duty to marry the Duke, and that William must never contact her again. When he found out she had gone through with it, he left England and didn't return for a few years. It was when he came back that he and Mother spent those intimate hours together." Charlotte picked up her tea again. "Father knew nothing about her infidelity until much later, when he realised Garrett and I looked nothing like him or our brothers." Anne laid a hand over her chest. "Good heavens, that is quite a story," she said. "Yes, indeed, and I have not been able to push it from my mind since I learned of it. Imagine, poor Dr. Thomas being thumped on the head and dragged out of the tunnels, and poor Mother, who was desperately in love with him. How she must have suffered. It is quite a tale of woe, which is why I believe it's high time someone made it right. Their day has come, Anne. Do you not agree? Mother was a dutiful wife to the very end, but she is a widow now. And Dr. Thomas, so skilled in the art of medicine, was such a good friend to her when Father was ill. He was her knight in shining armour. Surely they both deserve happiness. They have waited so long."